hey, it's Monday. It's not even... No, it's Sunday. It just was Thursday. I mean, that must have been the lightning, because the thunder has struck. So I can't wait. I can't wait until Thursday, because this one is just too good for the whole lightning and thunder story. I got to get this in. So we'll see if it makes the cut with the, you know, executive producers on by Thursday. But I couldn't hold back. So here we go. You know, there's the, it's the journey, not the destination. I'm gonna change that up. I'm gonna say it's the journey and the destination. Today, I'm gonna try to make this quick. Here's the destination. We went to the Bologna football match, soccer match this evening. It was super fun. So if I just told you that, you could have said, yay, that's neat. How fun for you and Luca that you went to the soccer match. That's great. And that would be fine. And had it come easily, had the journey been a simple one, where it was just, you go buy tickets and you go to the game and everything is good, then that's fine. End of story. But the thing was that that was not the story in the slightest. The journey took us hours. We were busy with, so we're in Bologna, Italy still. We leave tomorrow. And so we need what they call a green card, which is if you're vaccinated and you get the green pass or something. But we have our QR code, and that's all working. So we got that. So Luca finally got that, because they finally got the app updated, and that all worked. And so then, but we needed to get tickets through Viva Ticket, which is like the Italian version of, if you're from the States, like a Ticketmaster or something. That we couldn't do. We talked with the tourism office. You know what? I'm not gonna even give you all the details. Let me just say, it took two people at the tourist office. Then we met our best new Danish friends, Simon and his friend. And then we met the Germans and their attempts with the online. And with them, we figured out how to calculate your Italian social security number. But the Danish finally came through. We created an app group. The six of us created an app group to see if we could figure out how we could all go to the game. And this is a few hours before the game. And I've been working on this for 3 days. Because it's just, there's a lot of juggling balls in the air. And finally, what made it work was the Danish guys found a bar near the stadium that somehow was able to sell tickets, whereas everybody else had said, that's impossible, that can't happen, you know, Italian, you need this basically like Italian social security number to make all that happen. And a lot of this is COVID related because of checks and stuff, but that's all good. I'm all okay with that. It's just that it wasn't working. The tech was behind what was going on, what was behind the program. So Luca is hanging in there, right? We are probably a good hour and a half in the tourist office. The people behind there, I feel like I could invite them to dinner by now. They've helped us so much. And I'm showing them my phone like 8 times, like, what does this mean? What did I do wrong here? What does this part say? And they're trying to help. The Danish guys, they were determined. They even knew a Danish, they didn't know him, but there's a Danish player on the team. They were all excited to see him. And I was going to say long story short, except it's already super long, but that's my point. And what actually worked, and I was just trying to feed this to him, is that it's the destination and the journey. And so for Luca, I'm trying to get this through to Luca, is that the game is fun. We had a great time in the game. But getting to the game when it was not easy, and it took persistence and patience, and then some more persistence and some more patience, and happen and luck and chance and teamwork and being open to sharing numbers with the Danish guys and the German couple and trying to work it together and seeing if we could pool our resources and get the information. And in the end, that's the only way it happened. And so it turns out the Danish guys went to this bar. And at the bar, you could get the tickets. And so I get the tickets. I finally am able to pay for the tickets. And even the guy behind there, at some point, he's like, oh, there's a mistake. I'm like, It's over. There were so many points where we could have said, this is over. It didn't work. In fact, we did give up. We gave up at one point. Luca and I had scootered to the stadium looking for tickets. Could not, just everybody said, it's not possible. It's full. It's COVID. It's, you need your Italian social security number. There were just, every single door was closing in our faces. And we finally turned our scooters around and we headed back into town and we gave up. But then thanks to the teamwork, the app group, where the German said, hey, I think I figured out how to get the Italian social security number. but then they needed a printer and they couldn't find a printer. So they were looking for a printer. But then the Danish guy said, hey, we figured it out. You go to this bar and the bar will organize it for you and they can then do tickets. And it turns out it's like this cigarette kiosk and they sell cigarettes, cappuccinos and football tickets. So we got there and we get the tickets and I get the guy to get me the tickets. And then he says, oh, I made a mistake. And I thought it's all over. No, here you go. You got your tickets. We got the tickets. There's like major, like the colored smoke chanting. I will share the videos. Colored smoke, singing songs, major, like, I don't know, hooligans are bad, right? So, you know, just major hardcore supporters having just the greatest time. Luca is like eyes wide open the whole time. I've never experienced such a thing either. I'm like, are we gonna die or are we having fun? Not sure yet. So we go up to the gate and they check our QR code and then they check our passports. And then we get up to put our scan barcode thing, our ticket, into the ticket turnstile thing, and it's like and we kept doing it, didn't work. Finally, I talked to somebody, and by the way, we're in Bologna. This is not super touristy, and it's definitely not tourist season, and there's not a lot of English going on here, and my Italian is not good. And so, you know, hands, gestures, and language, and trying to figure it out. And finally, the guy says, oh, I think you need to go to this other entrance. So we go to another entrance, and they say, no, different entrance. And because then I thought, oh, no, the bar is a scam. They're making fake tickets. Nope. We finally find the entrance, and she says, no, different entrance. And we go to another entrance, and I said, look at my ticket. Where do I get in? Here you get in. We finally get in. And we get in, we sit down, and the game starts. And then here, just for fun, I'm just going to add one more thing. I will share these videos. But the Danish guys had, we found them. They're in the stadium. And the Germans had, they found a, like some Pakistani kebab place that apparently had a printer. And they got their tickets printed. The Danish worked, the bar got them going. They got their tickets. And we all said, we're going to meet in section E or F. So we meet them in section F and we find them in the second half. And so then it turns out that there's a Danish player on the Bologna team, and the Danish guys had brought this huge Danish flag with the guy's name on it. And so they're holding it up, trying to get the Danish guy's attention. And the guy, it didn't look like he had his attention. But then at the end of the game, which was a super exciting game, by the way, Bologna won 3-2. Super exciting game. I mean, and the Italians are so passionate. There's like this 16-year-old boy next to us, like, I think, like cursing the entire time, just screaming all these, I don't know, sounded like bad words. Who knows what he's saying? I barely speak Italian. But he was loving it. And Luca is just dying the entire time saying, this is the best day of my life. This is the greatest thing I've ever done. This is the best day and it just keeps getting better. And so the Danish guys with their flag, they're holding up the flag. And then at the end of the game, they're holding up the flag trying to get the Danish guy's attention. And the Danish guy comes running over. And he comes running over to the sidelines and he's pointing at the two Danish guys and he takes off his jersey. It's pointing at the Danish guys and he gives his jersey to the Danish guys. And I even for some reason I was videoing the field and I see the Danish guy come over and I see him give it to the Danish guys. So I'm going to share it with our Danish friends. But can you follow all that? No, either can I. It's total mayhem. And again, with the patience and the passion and the persistence, how do we get through it? And what is Luca going to remember? Is he going to remember the game, the 3-2? Maybe. But is he going to remember that it took us, the tourism office and the Danish and the Germans and the stamps and the QR codes and the time and the patience and the everything? Because that is the journey. That is the thunder. if the destination is the lighting, and I know it's lightning, and I know it's a little backwards because in the lightning thunder story, the lightning comes first and then the thunder. But this, the journey and the destination usually comes second. But for me, the thunder, the power, the heart, where the real passion is, that's in the thunder, and that is the journey. And the destination is the cherry on top. The destination's going to the game. And before that, you think, no, the game is the destination. The game is the big part. And I can't always agree. I think that the journey is the dream. The journey is what we're after. It's what we're going to remember. And when the journey is not easy, when it takes the passion and the, I keep saying the same words, the passion, because I write about these in my books, the passion and the perseverance and the patience. When you have those and you get through, then that destination is so much different, and it's all worth it. And had it been easy, had we been able to buy tickets at the ticket office the first try and we go to the game, that's fine too. But that's a different story, and you're not going to remember that one as much. The journey is where the power is. Bologna won 3-2. It was the first game in a year and a half. And the other team, by the way, they're so passionate. I'll share some videos about them too. They apparently, for 30 years, I don't know so much about League A football in Italy, for 30 years they were at a lower level. And this was their first game after 30 years at this higher level playing Bologna. Their fans were so passionate. It was just beautiful. They sang songs the entire time. It was just a joy to watch. And they hung in there. They played really well. They lost 3-2, but it was a fantastic game, and the journey getting there made it all the sweeter. Okay, this is Thursday Thunder. Wow, I'm at 12 minutes. Thursday Thunder on a Monday, because maybe this is the lightning. Maybe we'll see what happens by Thursday and see what Luca thinks about our trip. But he again said today this was the best day of his life. And I think that's the journey. We need to enjoy the journey, be it good or bad. Enjoy the journey and the destination's cherry on top. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I'm Bradley Schrobener. This is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast, coming to you from live from the city of Bologna in Italy, where things are just livening up. Take care. See you next week.